get out of the 7-on-7, the limit, you know, that wasn't a lot of time out there, but the 7-on-7 stuff and what to get out of that.
I think it's great for the players that were available. You know, it's obviously it's always good for a quarterback to get out and be able to throw the football and get some time with the wide receivers. And really, we had all of our full array of wide receivers, so it was great for us on the opposite side of the ball.
Pittsburgh's had some turnover on the defensive side of the ball, but you know they've consistently been one of the better defenses in the NFL. What makes them so good, and what challenges they present?
I think continuity. One, I think Dick LeBeau is a tremendous defensive coordinator, and I think having him on staff there certainly has helped the Steelers over the years. And really, they've had their scheme is good, and also they've had a number of players, obviously, that have played together for a while. Now, they've had some turnover now, but I think continuity, both within the coaching staff and the players that are playing on defense, has helped them.
They seem to have been able to restock at some of the positions where they've lost.
Yeah, yeah, very good organization. I think if you look over the years, you know, it's that's kind of been one of their trademarks, you know, is being able to reload and restock, and they've done good with their draft choices and done good in their personnel moves.
Is the Kansas City game perhaps even more important to Terrell's development as a quarterback than the games that preceded it?
I don't know if it's any more or any less important. I think it's part of the growth process overall. You know, he did a number of good things the previous week, you know, and then, you know, he came in and had to play a very good defense, a little bit shorthanded with where we were at up front, and probably, you know, in the loudest environment in the history of the National Football League. So I just think it's all part of the growing process and part of his growth process as we move forward.
How's his immediate reaction been since the...
Well, I think it's great. You know, again, as I said last week, I think he's a very resilient player. You know, you can coach him hard, and he takes the coaching, and he tries to come back the next week. He tries to take in what you're telling him and come back and be better the next week. So he's what you're looking for there as far as a player that's trying to get better.
Are you getting enough out of your between the tackles running game?
Between the tackles has been okay. We would like to, as we look at our self-scout, a little bit more outside. We're looking at our outside run game as well as developing that. But most of what we've been doing has been inside the tackles thus far. We got to get better everywhere, but the inside of tackles has been where we've been most efficient, actually.
Are you getting frustrated in the second half on Sunday? Or
I don't think frustration is a word. I think, he's competitive. He wants to win. Again, he's very hard on himself, and he just wanted to win, you know. So I thought again, it's a learning experience for him. I don't think I'd use frustration as a word. I think he's just a real competitive player.
He mentioned afterwards that sometimes, and I remember hearing John Gruden saying this before, sometimes a punt is the best thing you can do on a series. Is that a hard thing for a young quarterback to understand?
I think, and I do, because the fact that there's going to be games like that. Yeah. There's going to be games that are going to be low-scoring games where you got two very good defensive plans going against against one another. We didn't feel, I think if you're looking at overall as a staff, as we have a chance to communicate with the head coach over the headsets, and you know, the communication on their side was, hey, they're struggling to move the ball against us. We'll stay in this thing here. If we don't make any mistakes here, you know, we're going to be okay here. And I think with a young quarterback, he felt like, oh, I got to make a play. Well, at some point in the game there in the third quarter, that wasn't a time to have to make a play. You know, we're controlling the game. We've got a lead on the first interception. You know, there's no need to have to make a play at that point. There might be a time in the game in the fourth quarter where, hey, we're down and you might have to make a play or try to make a play. But at some point, you got to manage the game and understand how the game is progressing. So I think it's a learning to me, a situation for him. And I think, you know, after going back and looking at it, you know, he kind of forced it a little bit, I guess, in that situation that he'll learn from that and understand every game is different, and how you approach and when you have to make a play or when you don't have to make a play, it changes every Sunday.
Greg, what's your message to Terrell as he leaves and goes back to Tom House to work on some mechanics and things like that over this break?
I think for him, and again, he's a guy that's going to be around here as well. You know, it's important, one, that he does take a little bit of a break. You know, again, he's started six games now in his career, and with a big 10-game stretch ahead, that he just a little bit relaxes a little bit. Again, he's very hard on himself, which is a good thing. but he's also got to understand here, let's take a deep breath, come back ready, renewed, with more energy, and ready to attack the last 10 games of the season here. So for me, anything that's great, let's go try and clean up some things mechanically, but also just take your mind off it for a day or two, at least physically anyways, and be ready to come back on Monday when we get together.
You a fan of Tom House's techniques, his teaching?
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, I got learned from Tom and actually had given that name to Terrell last spring just because of my relationship with Drew Brees, and I thought if you're going to go with somebody, that's a guy that is I respect and, you know, believe in. So I'm perfectly fine with that.
Talk about how it's a good thing. Sometimes it draws hard on himself. Can it ever go too far? Can he ever be too hard on himself? Is that something you have to worry about, or is it always good?
I think the more competitive a player is, and the harder he is on himself, which is one of the traits that we like about Matt McGloin too. He's very competitive. He's very hard. You know, I think before you can be hard on anybody else, you better be pretty hard on yourself. And I think that's in leadership, when you're in a position of leadership as you are at the quarterback position. Before you can go and correct the other guys on the team, you better make sure you're doing your job and doing everything you can to be the best you can be. So I think both of those guys, I like that. I think you could be hard on yourself. I think you got to have a short-term memory. And after any particular play, you've got to let that play go and go on to the next play. But after when you evaluate yourself, I think it's a good trait to be hard on yourself.
You and DA and also Reggie have talked about you guys want to give Marcel Reese more involved, and last week he had one touch. Why is it so hard to get him the ball?
Well, it's just, again, unless you're handing him the football, which there's some times, you know, we're kind of monitoring. We like Darren McFadden. We got to make sure that he's getting the ball enough touches. And with Marcel, we've a little bit changed a little bit this year's in years past just based on the quarterback position. We've become more of a read option type of offense. So we've just got to make sure to ensure that he gets the ball. A lot of times in a passing game, he may be involved and may be in the progression, but if he's not catching it in the passing game, your best chance to get in the football is going to be to hand the ball off. But we'll continue again. As we look at it, and every game or every week when we finish a game, we go back through a stat sheet and we take a look at how many times the guys were targeted and how many times they actually touched the ball, and we're aware of that with Marcel, and he's we're constantly aware of it throughout the game, and we'll call some things up in the passing game, but he's number one in progression, and for some reason or another we don't get the ball to him. We'll keep continuing to put him in a position to be in that number one progression. But the only way you can really truly ensure it is to hand him the ball. So we just got to make sure that we're getting him in there and handing the ball to him at times.
You compete against your defense out here during practice and through training camp.
Yeah.
Last couple of weeks, Rivers had some times when he looked pretty confused, and Alex Smith came out and said it after the game, said, look, they threw so many looks, I got to admit, I didn't know what was coming.
Yeah.
What's your observation of the job that Tarver does and why they're good at it?
I think it's tremendous, and really, we do spend a lot of time looking at other teams besides just the ones that we're playing. We spend a lot of time in the off season and even throughout the season. Here in the bye week, we go through and look at who has a really good package, a really good blitz package, and I think we have one of the best here. I thought that last spring when I got here. And, I look at Cincinnati Bengals and Mike Zimmer. I think Dick LeBeau in Pittsburgh has always had a very good pressure package. But you go through and look at different people, Greg Williams and part of the, Greg Williams, what he did when he was in New Orleans was a very good package. And DA has brought some of that to add to some of what Tarver does. So you're always looking at who are the guys that are somewhat innovative, somewhat creative, that cause problems, and I think this scheme is one of those schemes that causes problems.